Blog Talk Radio.
Be careful of who you are.
much I have done for I. Every day, every time, I've got to testify what I have done for I.
In my life. With King Alpha and Queen Omega, Father and Mother of Creation,
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asavor 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 le'asavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all
nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
All right, the Lord. Don't you know, Rastafari is the Lord. Rastafari is the Lord.
I'm going to testify.
Rastafari is the Lord. Rastafari is the Lord. Oh no no. Rastafari is the Lord. Don't you know?
Lord and Savior, Lord and Savior. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Yeah. Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
True to Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value. High value. High value. High value.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study, 5, the Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey chapter. Here becomes verse 1 for the Hebrew first word. Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 22nd, Kaf Beit, this 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in Ainai Rastafari sabbatical studies. And here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, picking up at chapter 35, the Lamed Hey, Lamed Hey chapter. Here picking up at verse 1 for the Hebrew first words. Vayakhel Moshe et kol idata b'nei Yisrael vayomer lehem eil ha'devarim asher tziwahi huwa la etzeta otam. And Moses assembled all the congregation, the congregation of the children of Israel. Vayakhel, vayakhel, Hebrew first words, vayakhel, vayakhel. Some enunciate it as vayakhel, vayakhel, but actually vayakhel, vayakhel, Moshe. Et kol data b'nei Yisrael, and Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel. Vayakhel Moshe et kol data b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer elehem and said to them. Vayomer elehem and said to them. Eile hadbarim. These are the words. Eile hadbarim. These are the words. Asher tziwah Yehovah la eset otam. These are the words which the Yahweh Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh hath commanded. Asher tziwah Yehovah. That which Yahweh, that which he who be, we be, commanded. Eile hadbarim. Asher tziwah Yehovah. These are the words which Yahweh, which Adonai, hath commanded. La eset otam, that ye, y'all, should do them. La eset otam. Hebrew first words here, for this Kaf Veit, 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I annual Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Vayakhel. And he assembled, Vayakhel Moshe, and Moses assembled, Vayakhel Moshe, et kol data b'nei Yisrael, Vayomer lehem, Heil hadbarim, Asher tziwahi hua la set otam.
Here we're at the 22nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong and this Shabuah and this Strong right here. Here we're at the third day here for the T2T, the Testify Tuesday, the Rastafari podcast here on the Tuesday. We have this day, this is second, according to Gregorian, the 2nd of February. No, the 22nd. So we have like a lot of twos. I just noticed since we have the 22nd sabbatical study, right, and the two twos, the 22 letters of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, you know, the first house, the alphabet. We have today's date right here, February 22nd, 2022. Just to kind of note the two twos right there, they're there, 22nd sabbatical study. And we have the third aliyah that we'd like to share. But here over the basics of the 22 to learn I-9 linguistics right here, the Aleph Beis.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A Pa Saka Rashata. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1-22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. A aleph, ba beit, ga gimel, da dalet, ha hey, wa wow, za zain, cha chet, ta tet, ya yod, ka kaf, la lamed, ma bem. Na nun, sa samech, a ein, pa pei, sa sadai, ka kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau. Aba gadaha, wa za chata, ya kalamana, sa apa sa. A ra sha ta.
Let up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi. Learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
Trying your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force
in them.
Sabbatical study, this I-9 Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here we have the third Aliyah right here for the third day here on this T to T Testify Tuesday. The third Aliyah, we're going to share the third and the fourth Aliyah right here. Yes, I for this.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here. For the Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov, when double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov. When double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, here for Sabbath, and he gathered, and he assembled, and he churched, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, the Sefer Shemot, here picking up Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 30, for the Shalishi, Sheni Ka Shehena Mahov, Bezalel, and Aholiab to devise and teach. Bezalel and Aholiab to devise and teach. Confer, compare, contrast Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 11. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 35 and 30, here for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Wayakahel. Wayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Reu karach Yahuwah b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur le'matei Yehuda. And Moshe said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Wayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe said to the b'nei, to the sons of Yisrael, Wayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, Reu, Karach Yahuwah b'shem Bezalel, see, Yahuwah Jehovah hath called by name, Bezalel, in the shadow of El, the true good, the true God, Bezalel. Reu, karach Yahuwah, b'shem Bezalel, ben Uri, ben Hur. See, Jehovah hath called by name, b'shem, by name, Bezalel, in the shadow of El, Bezalel, ben Uri, the son of Uri, ben Hur, the son of Hur, ben Hur, le'matei Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, Vayimaleo tor ruach Elohim. And he hath filled him with the Spirit, the ruach Elohim. Vayimaleo tor, and he filling him, Vayimaleo tor ruach Elohim, bechakmah, Bitovuna, uva da'ata, uva kola melacha. And he hath filled him with the ruach Elohim, with the spirit, the irid of Elohim, in wisdom, bechakma, with wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, bechakma, bitavuna, and in understanding, and in tavuna, uva da'at, and in knowledge, and in gnosis, uva da'at, uva kola melaka, and in all manner, uva kola melaka, in all manner of workmanship, to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, with לחשוב מחשבות לעשות בזהב ובכסף ובנחושת, and to devise skillful works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set, and in carving of wood, and to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, of the tribe of Dan. Ula horota natana belibo, and he hath put belibo in his heart, belibo, ula horota to teach, ula horot to teach, that he may teach, ula horota natana belibo, who he with Aholiab. My tent, my father is my tent, with Aholiab ben Ahi Samach, the son of Ahi Samach, Le Mate Dan, of the Mate of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple and scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, of them that do any work, of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work, those who devise cunning work, cunning work, cunning work, cunning work. Mile otam hakamata lev, them hath he filled with hakamata lev, wisdom of heart, a hakamata lev. Mile otam hakmat lev, la esoto kola me leketa harash, we choshev, we rokein, bata keleta, bat keleta, ua va argaman, de tolata ha shani, ua va sheisha, we orega, ose kola me laka, we Choshve Maheshovot, Maheshovot. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of workmanship of the craftsman and of the skillful workman and of the weaver in colors, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any workmanship and of those that devise skillful works. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, Second Book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 36. More than enough, the work begun. More than enough, the work began. Here, picking up with the Second Book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 36. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom Yahuwah Jehovah put wisdom and understanding to know how to walk, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Jehovah had commanded. With Asa, v'Isalela, with Aholiava, with Kol Ish, Hakam Lev, Asher Natani Yehovah, Hakama, Utavuna, Heima, la da'ata la esota et kola me lekat, me lekata, et vodata ha kodesh, le kole isha, ziwahi yahua, and Bezalel and Aholiab shall work, and every wise-hearted man will call isha hakam lev, in whom Jehovah have put wisdom and understanding. Asher natani Yehovah hakama utavuna, hakama utavuna, wisdom and understanding to know how to work. Ba hema la da'ata la isota, for the service of the sanctuary, et kola milaketa evodata hakodesh, according to all that Jehovah hath commanded. And likol asher tziwahi Yahuwah. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Jehovah had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the walk, to come to the work, to do it. And they received of Moshe all the offering that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work that they made. And they spake to Moses, to Moshe, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the walk that Jehovah commanded to make. And they spoke, Wayomru il Moshe leimor, and they spoke to Moses, saying, Maravim le havia mideya ha evoda la melaka asher siwah Yahuwah la isota otaha. The people bring much. The people bring nuff. Marvim ha'am le havi midei more than enough midei for the service of the work midei yaha evoda la melaka that Jehovah commanded to make. Asher ziwahi Yahuwah la isot otaha. And Moshe gave commandment, and he caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Vayitzava Moshe vayaviruah kola ba machne leimor ish veisha ala ya isu od melaka lita rumata hakodesh. Vayikale ha'am me havi. And Moses gave commandment. Vayitzav Moshe. And Moses gave command and caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp. Vayaviru kola ba machineh, saying, leimor, let neither man or woman, ish veisha, man ish veisha, ish veisha, ish veisha, man and woman, ish veisha, man and woman, ala ya isu oda me alaka. Let neither man and woman make any more work. Ya isu oda melaka lita rumata hakodesh. Any more work for the offering of the Kodesh. Lita Ruma HaKodesh. Vayikale Ha'am Me Havia. So the people were restrained. Me Havia. From bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient. For all the work to make it. And too much. We ha melaka haita dayam. Haita dayam. Likola ha melaka la isoto taha. We hoter the hoter. For the stuff they had was sufficient. Sufficient. The stuff they had was sufficient. We ha melaka haita dayam. Dayam. Sufficient. Dayam. Likola ha melaka. For all the work, la isot, to make otaha, to make her. We hoter, vihoter, will halter and too much and too numb. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear. Here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth of offering up here for this Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he churched. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 36. Verse 8, for the Revi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth ascension offering, the fourth of offering here. The linen curtains, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 26, verses 1 to 6 here. Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Exodus chapter 36, right here, 36, verse 8, for the Revi'i. Wayaisu kol lahakam leva, de oseya ha melaka, etaha mishkana. Esara ye riota sheisha mashzara utakaleta we argamana witolata shania keruvima maese hosheva asah otam. And every wise hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet with kirubim, with keprayim, kirubim of cunning work, made he them. Wayaisu kol lahakam leiv, and all wise hearted ones. Wayaisu kol lahakam leiv, be osei hamelaka, that wrought the work etaha mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle. Esara yeriota sheisha mashzar. With ten curtains of fine twine linen, u tekelet, and blue, and sky blue, and light blue, u tekelet, we argaman, and purple, with tolaata shani and scarlet keruvim, with cherubim keruvim ma'ese the work choshev asah otam, the work of the skillful workman made he them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size, and he coupled the 5 curtains one to another and other, and 5 curtains he coupled one to another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the sleeve edge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the uppermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in which that in the coupling of the second. The loops held one to another. And he made 50 taches of gold and coupled the curtains one to another with the taches. So it became one tabernacle. The curtains of goats here. Here. Exodus 36, verse 14. And he made curtains, goats here, for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain, 30 cubits, and 4 cubits the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling. And 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain that coupleth the second. And he made 50 taches, brass to couple the tent together, that it might be one. The covering of ram skins, compare, contrast, Exodus 26, verse 14. Here, Shema Israel, here, Exodus chapter 36, here, verse 19. And he made a covering for the tent, ram skins dyed red, and a covering, badger skins above.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
I'm gonna testify.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach. Is also of high value. High value. High value. High value.
Tell me, who? Ja Tabernacle. Yes, I, Don Carlos. Culture. Here, here, here.
Ja Tabernacle. Way over. All of Mount Zion. Ja Tabernacle. Ja Tabernacle. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their heart shall enter in the hall of the whole of tabernacle of Joshua. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah, tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who just shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love him. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have something for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you help, Joe. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. Our love on the left. For the people.
Tell me, oh Jah. Tell me, oh Jah. Culture right there with Tabernacle. Yes,
Majesty. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
I'm a I'm a true Rasta man, tried in creation. A real Rasta man, a fulfilled Japan. A true Rasta man, no giant bandwagon.
Wow.
A real Rasta man, I'm in love on me time. I am a man who will fight for my rights.
Big
fight, it trips on my mind.
And yeah.
Followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons. was with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drumbeats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape.
Yeah, bless it. What time? Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Seal, seven, love, and I'm just dead to honest. Oh, yeah. This is a collection of me got judgment, you know. Why worldwide? Uh-huh. Cause some are old, that I just keep on.
Mizmor Zain, Shigayon le David,
אשר שר לאדוני על דברי חוש בן ימיני, בן ימיני, בן ימיני, בן ימיני. אדוני אלוהי, 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 אלוהי.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Ja, Al Selassie in the sun.
Put your hands together. Welcome with me into the Bing Lounge this afternoon, Mr. Stephen Marley.
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, Fort Aragon. How is everyone? Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to jam a few tunes, yeah? All right. Bless you. Good?
Of his own mind, no man is wrong. So who'll cast the first stone? 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 See that in there. Some say them hard, yeah. Judge, I know them soft. A lazy sheep thinks his wool is heavy, but he's lifeless without fault. some ears fall deaf, but some of them hear the call in the name of the God of his own mind. Yeah, no man is wrong. So who'll cast the first stone? Who'll cast the first stone? Who'll cast the first stone? Who'll cast the first stone?
Psalm 7.
מזמור זין, שיגיון לדוד, אשר שר לאדוני על דברי חוש בן ימיני. בן ימיני, בן ימיני, בן ימיני. אדוני אלוהי, 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 אלוהי.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Fire!
Fire!
To zoom in on the superscription because it speaks about a one named Cush, the Benjamite, Cush or Cush. Cush, the Benjamite. Who is this Cush? Is it the same as Cush elsewhere found in the Bible? Who is Cush the Benjamite? Is this a way of referring to Shaul, Saul? If so, why is Saul called a Cush? Why is he called Cush? So we're going to build on that right there. But here, first riding up the Royal Amharic, going to go through the Royal Amharic verse by verse. Today's daily psalm, is Psalm 7. So here, how should we do this? Let's ride up the Royal Amharic right here. Go through the verse by verse after this right here. Today's daily psalm, native speaker Abraham Chebuda, the Metzhav Kedus, His Majesty's Bible. Right here on T to T, the Rastafari podcast, the Tuesday podcast.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes, I seek and you shall find this, the truth. Yes, I.
መዝሙር 7 ስለ ብንያማዊ ሰው ስለ ኩዝ ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የዘመረው የዳዊት መዝሙር
አቤቱ አምላኬ በአንተ ታመን ከሚያሳድዱኝ ሁሉ አድነኝና አውጣኝ ነፍሴን እንዳንበሳ ነጥቀው እንዳይሰብሯት የሚያድንና የሚታደግ ሳይኖር አቤቱ አምላኬ እንዲህስ ካደረኩ አመጣም በጄ ቢኖር ክፉ ላደረጉብኝም ክፉን መልሼላቸው ብሆን ጠላቴንም በከንቱ ገፍቼው ብሆን ጠላት ነፍሴን ያሳዳ ያግኛትም ሕይወቴንም በምድር ላይ ይርገጣ ክብሬንም በትቢያ ላይ ያዋርድ አቤቱ በመዓትህ ተነስ በጠላቶቼ ላይ በቁጣ ተነስባቸው አቤቱ አምላኬ ባዘዝኸው ትእዛዝ ንቃ የአሕዛብም ጉባኤ ይከባ በእነርሱም ላይ ወደ ከፍታ ተመለስ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ይፈርዳል አቤቱ እንደ ጽድቄ ፍረድልኝ እንደ የዋህነትም ይሁንልኝ የኃጥኣን ክፋት ይጥፋ ጻድቁን ግን አድና እግዚአብሔር ልቡንና ኩላሊትን ይመረምር እግዚአብሔር የጽድቅ ጋሻዬ ነው ልበ ቅኖችን የሚያድናቸው እግዚአብሔር የእውነት ዳኛ ነው ኃይለኛም ታጋሽም ነው ሁሉ ጊዜም አይቆጣ ባትመለሱ ግን ሰይፉን ይስላል ቀስቱን ገፈረ አዘጋጀው የሞት መሳሪያንም አዘጋጀበት ፍላጻዎቹንም የሚቃጠሉ አደረገ እነሆ ባመጣ ተጨነቀ ጉዳትን ጸነሰ ኃጢአትንም ወለደ ጉድጓድንም ማሰ ቆፈረ ባደረገውም ጉድጓድ ይወድቃል ጉዳቱ በራሱ ይመለሳል አመጣውም በአናቱ ላይ ተወርዳል እግዚአብሔርን እንደ ጽድቁ መጠን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔርም ስም እዘምራለሁ
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Salamta, and I am still in today's daily psalm. Psalm 7, Mezmor Sabbat, Sabbat, Sabbat. An appeal to the heavenly judge, Salasim and Sefer Tehillim. And just a note to the Chaburim, we went to this psalm, I think in seven different reasonings before this recording, here in the Royal Amharic. And it really purifies the sight, the point of view, you know, in spirit and truth. And I'm not going to ride up with the Royal Amharic, side by side along with the KJV, King James Version. And there's some nuances to be highlighted, and we touched on a few of them in the superscription of today's daily psalm, which also seemed Yahweh, Jehovah implored to defend the psalmist against the wicked, against the ratchet. Psalm 7, Mezmur Sebat. On the Mezmur Dawit, the Psalms of David, and here in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi Katamawi Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, weep not, behold. Yes, I. So here, in the Royal Amharic, it has a theme right here, Besidat Gizeh. Yes, Adku, so, Elot. Besidat Gizeh, in exile time, in a time of exile, Besidat Gizeh, Yetzadku, so, Elot. Yetzadku, of the righteous soul, righteous man, Yetzadku, so, Elot. Elot, a prayer. Prayer of the righteous man, Besidat Gizeh, in a time in Iowa of exile. Today's daily psalm, from the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms of David, the Psalter, and here in the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we begin. Besima'ab, wa'welid, wa'menfesed kedus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralin, we begin. Beginning with the superscription, a very, very interesting superscription in this seventh psalm, Mezmur Sebat, Pamarinya. It reads in Amharic, the world Amharic, Sila bin Yamawi, so Sila Kuz Kal, Leg Ziyavihir Yezemro, Yedawit Mezmur. The KJV, Shigayon of Dawid, which he sang to the Lord, concerning the words of Cush, the Benjamite. Now for the details on the reasoning of that right there, we go into that in a couple of other Rastafari, the Rhema, you know, Rastafari, the Hebrew man, and Rastafari, the Amharic man, Rhema on that right there. But here, in the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, First Bible, we have Sila bin Yamawi, so, concerning a man of Benjamin, Sila Kuz, not Kush here, but we have Kuz, concerning his words, the words of Kuz, who was Cush the Benjamite? We get some details elsewhere, but right here we have Sila bin Yamawi, so Sila Kuz Kal Le'ek Ziyarihar Yezemro Yedawit Mezmur, concerning the man of Benjamin. Sila bin Yamawi, so Sila concerning Kuz Kal, the words of Kuz. Le'ek Ziyarihar, to sustain us, the goods, the generous Av Yezemro. That which he chanted, that which was chanted, the vocal intonation, the zemre, yezemro, yedawit, mezmor, the chant of David, which was chanted, intonated, word, sound, power, to egziavihar, to sustain of the good, the generous Ab, Father. This is the superscription in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible for today's daily psalm, for Psalm 7. Now make I ride up Kuter An, verse 1. Abetu Amlake, the ante tamenhu, kamiyas ad dun hulu ad nenaut an. Abetu Amlake, the ante tamenhu, kamiyas ad dun hulu ad nenaut an. KJV reads, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me. Abe tu amlake, my father, his father, O father of the house, amlake, my source. Be'anta in the I, male, tamenhu. I amen, I admit as true, I trust in. The I, the ante tamenhu, kamiyasad dunya hulu, from all those that persecute, falsely prosecute and persecute I, kamiyasad dunya hulu, adnenna, save I, adnen, save I, make I dechna, adnenna, and outang, bring I out, cause I to come out, save I, and cause I to come out from all of those, kamiyasad dun hulu, adnenna, outang, from all those that persecute and falsely prosecute I, save I, and cause I to come out. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Nesen in the andesa net o,
and daya sabruat imyadina imi tadega sainor, lest he tear my soul like a lion, nefse, my soul, my psyche, nefsin, nefsin in the andesa, as a lion netiko, tearing daya sabruat, and daya sabruat, so that he does not break her, tearing, snatching, and breaking, nefse, my psyche, my soul, nefsin, indan besa, netiko, indaya sabruat, yemiyadinna, yemiyadin, yemiyadinna, yemiyadin, one to save, to make dechna, yemiyadin, yemiyadinna, and yemitadega sainor, one to deliver, a deliverer, tadagi, yemitadega sainor, while there is none. While there is no one, while there is none to deliver. Kuter source, verse 3. Adetu amlake, indihissa kadareghu, amet am bejebinur. Adetu, my father's father, father of the house, amlake, my God, my source. Adetu amlake, indihissa kadareghu, indihis, like this, indihis, and like this. Kadareghu, if I have done this, if I had done like this, as this, what they falsely persecute and prosecute me for, ametam, and iniquity or lawlessness, rebellion, ametam, and lawlessness, rebelliousness, iniquity, ametam, be'idje binor, if it's in my hand, be'idje, by way of in, Ije, my hand, be'idje, binor, if it be in my hand, if there be iniquity, lawlessness, rebellion in my hand, implying in my hands, kuter arat, verse 4. Kufu la deregu binyima, kufu na melishilacho bihon, telate nema bekentu agefacho bihon. If I have rewarded evil to him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Interesting verse here. Gut arat. Kufu. Evil. Kufu. La daregu binyim. Evil doing to me. Kufun melishelacho behon. If I have done evil to him, in other words, that had done evil to me, talatenim, and my enemy, the one who hate my soul, my psyche, bekentu gafcho behon, and have persecuted my enemy in vain. In other words, I persecuted one who had not done anything to me. Kuter amist, verse 5. Telata nefsein yasadidata yagnyatim. Hiwete nimbe midrlaya yergetat. Kubre nimma betabia laya wardat. Let the enemy, telat, persecute my soul, nefsein, my psyche, telat nefsein yasadidat yagnyatim, and take it and find her, yagnyatim. Hiwete nimbe midrlaya yergetat. Yea, let him tread my life. Hiwete nim, my life, my hiwet. Hiwete, my life, hiwete nim. Let him tread down my life upon the earth, upon the ground. Let him tread down my life upon the earth. Kabre nim and my honor. Kabre nim and my honor, my glory, my honor. Kabre nim betabiya la yawardat. Betabiya. In the dust, but to be alive upon the dust, but to be alive upon the dust, Yawardat, lay her, humble her, humiliate my honor, my glory, but to be alive, Yawardat, and lay my honor in the dust and humiliate my honor in the dust. Selah, pause. Kutel Siddis, verse 6. Abetu. Bema'otihi tenes. Bet elato chelai. The kut'a tenes abacho. Abetu amlake. Bazet zahot is zaz nika. Arise. Abetu. I father his father, father of the house. Bema'otihi. Me'at. The anger. Bema'otihi tenes. Bema'otihi tenes. Arise. Abetu. My father's father in thine anger, bemeoti tennis, betla toche lai, bekuta tenesabacho, against my haters, my enemies, betla toche lai, against my enemies, bekuta, Bekuta, in anger, Tenesabacho, rise up against them. Bekuta, Tenesabacho, lift up thyself. KJV reads, because of the rage of mine enemies, against my enemies, upon my enemies, in anger, rise up against them, is what we have here in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals. In the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, it reads, Bet Latoche Lai, Bekuta, Tenesabacho, against my enemies, in anger, rise up against them, in anger, Bekuta, Tenesabacho, Avirtu, Amlake, Vazezahoa, Tizazanika, Abirtu, my father, his father, father of the house, Amlake, my source, Abirtu, Amlake, my father, my source, Bazezaho, that which you have commanded, Bazezaho, Bazezaho, Tizaza, the commandment, the Tizaz that you have commanded, Nika, Nika, awake, Bazezaho, Tizaz, Nika, and awake for me to the judgment that thou, I, has commanded. Uter Sabbat, verse 7. Ya'ahizabim gubaye, yikab b'hal, benarsum lai wa dekafta temeles. So shall the congregation, the aggregation of the people, compass thee, I, about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. Ya'ahizabim gubaye, yikab b'hal. Ya'ahizab, of the peoples, of the nations even, the nationalities, yeah, Ahizabim, Guvaye, Guvaye, the assembly of the people, the assembly of the nations, Yekabu Bahal, shall compass, shall encircle the eye, male, that in our sum lai, and upon them, or the kafta temeles, and upon them to the heights, or the kafta temeles, return to the heights upon them. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. Ut el cement, verse 8. Egziabihar, the ahizab yifardal abirtu, in the zirkeya freddelin, in the yawahinetema yehunalin. The Lord, egziabihar, sustainer, the ahizab yifardal, shall judge the people or the peoples or the nations, the ahizab, ahizab. To the goyim, it means like the goyim, the nations, the peoples. Egziav yehirda ahizab yifardal. Egziav is sustainer, shall judge the peoples, the nations, the nationalities. Abetu, I father his father, O father of the house. In the tzidke, fered delin, according to my righteousness, judge I, judge in favor of I. Fered delin, fered delin, fered delin. Judge in favor on my behalf. In the tzidke, fered delin. In the yawahinatema, yehunlin. And according to mine integrity, my innocency, in the yawahinate, yawahinate. In the yawahinate, yawahinate. My integrity, my innocency, yehunlin, yehunlin. Let it be lin on my behalf. Let it be for me. Kuter zateng, verse 9. Yehat ana kafata yitfa, sadkuna gina akna, exiavi her lebunana kulalitina yimremral. Oh, let the wickedness, the ratchetness of the ratchet of the wicked come to an end. Yehat ana kafata yitfa, yitfa. But establish the just, sadkun gin akna, akna. Make it straight for the righteous, sadkun gin, but for the righteous, akna. But establish, make it straight for the righteous. Egziavihar lebunana kulalitin yimramral. For the righteous, egziavihar sustainer, trieth the hearts and the reins. Egziavihar lebunana, lebuna, lebuna, the lebuna, the heart, say like the mind. Lebunana kulalit, the kulalit, kulalit, the reins, the kidneys, signifying the emotions, the motive. Lebunana kulalitin yimaremral. He investigates, yimaremral. He investigates, searches it out. To say triumph, he investigates, searches it out. Searches out the lebunana kulalitin, the heart and the kidneys, the mind and the motives. The mind and the motives. Kuter asr, verse 10. Egziavihar yesidik agashayeno. Elibek enochina yemiyad nacho. My defense is of Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, Father. Yes, Siddiq Gashayin, yes, Siddiq of righteousness, Gashayi, Gashayi, a shield, my shield, my shield of righteousness, Egziavihar, he is. the sustainer, the good, the generous Av is my shield of righteousness, of vindication. Who saves, who makes dehna, yemiyadinacho, who makes dehna safe, well-being, the upright in heart, the libek in nochin, those who have hearts that are straightforward, not crooked, straightforward, libek in nochin, yemiyadinacho, who saves, makes dehna, the upright in heart, utarasara'an, verse 11. Egziavi Hariyahu Neta Danyano Hailinyam Tagashimno Hulgizem Aikwetam Egziavi Hirstin, the good, excellent Ab Father. Here we have, KJV says, judges the righteous. And Egziavi, or God, it says here, is angry with the wicked every day. Now in the KJV, for this verse here, verse 11, went into this verse a little bit more in another study, share that with the Chabarim and the Talmudim, those interested. But here, just to give ones a kind of a, this verse here in the Septuagint, the LXX, and here in His Majesty's Bible testifies a little bit differently right here. First of all, with the wicked, whenever you find italicizations in the KJV Bible, in the majority of cases, those words are not there, but supplied by the translator to give the English reader a kind of a sense of the Hebrew, or the Hebrew understanding of the translator, as it were. But this verse here, where it says that God judges the righteous, and God is angry, italicization, with the wicked, every day. You should read, God judges the righteous, and God is angry every day. Is angry every day. See, that sounded funny, right? God is angry every day. If one hears what? God is angry every day. Something very interesting here. Definitely check that out. Check out the full, you know, of that reasoning. Where we just focus on this 7-11, Psalm 7, verse 11 here. But just to give ones a good overview here, it reads in the Royal Amharic, Ziyavi had a sustainer, Ya'unet, of truth, of the objective reality. Ya'unet danyano, danya, from danya, which is even the link of janhoi. Ya'unet, of the objective reality, danya, judge, danyano. He is the judge of truth. He is the judge of reality. He's the judge of the objective reality, the sustainer of the good, the excellent art, you have. Ya'unet danyano is the true judge. Some would translate as a righteous judge, but literally here, I mean, in the spirit and truth of the word, he is the judge of the objective reality, the sustainer. Then it has these words here, Hailenyam tagashimno, Hailenyam, he is strong, Hailenyam, he is strong, tagashim, and lenient or patient. So he's strong and he's patient, or he's lenient in that sense, Hailenyam tagashimno. Hul gizem aikwetam, and always, hul gizem, and all the time, always, hul gizem aikwetam, he will not be angry always. Isn't this an interesting difference and nuance right here? Note that the words in KJV, Psalm 7, verse 11, with the wicked are italicized. So if we take that out, then it would read the way the version that they read it, but it's the idea that if God is angry, we get into more detail on that right here. Here it says, Hul gizem aikweta. And the witness, we have two, three witnesses, the HSC, Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals. We also have the Septuagint as a witness. More better reading of this verse, verse 11, that the sustainer, or God, if you please, is the judge of the objective reality. He is strong and lenient and patient. He's powerful and patient. Hailenyam tagashimno. Hulgizem aikwetam. And he would not always be angry. Kutar asara hulet, verse 12. Batameles sugin seifun islar. Kestun getare azegajem. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. Again, even with this verse right here, we have a very important nuance of difference here in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie Bible, as well as in the Septuagint and also other versions, but using these two versions as a point of reference. Here it reads, Batamelesu, if you do not, here's like he is speaking to them. So he's speaking to these who are falsely prosecuting and persecuting and pursuing him. He's saying, Batameles, so if you don't repent. Here it reads, if he turn not, which agrees with the Masoretic Hebrew right here, but here it says, Batameles, so if y'all don't repent, Batameles, so gin, but if y'all don't repent, Seifun Yislal, he will wet his sword, or the sense here, sharpen, to wet, to sharpen the sword. Seifun Yislal, Estun Getere, Azegajem. His bow, he has bent, in essence, the bow, ready the bow, right, and prepared it. Azegajem, Azegajem, Azegajem. And he's preparing it. He makes it ready. But the key part here is about Melech Sugin. If y'all do not repent, have a 180 change from the astray way to Yahweh, truth and life, is what the psalmist, what Dawid is saying here, speaking to those who are persecuting and falsely prosecuting him. Puter Asara Soas, verse 13. Yemot Mesarianim Azegajabet, Philas Awochunim Yemikat Elu Adarrege. He hath also prepared the instruments of death. Yemot Mesarianim Azegajabet. Azegajabet. He has prepared against him. He's prepared against him. Yemot of death. Mesarianim. Mesarianim. The instruments of death, one can interpret as the weapons, the instruments. Yemot Mesarianim Azegajabet, Philas Awochunim. And his arrows, yemikat elu adarrege, yemikat elu, are flaming, burning arrows. And as for his arrows, yemikat elu adarrege, he has made them to be burning, to be fiery and burning. Here, KJV says, he ordained his arrows against the persecutors or prosecutors. And that sense is there, but here bringing it even more full. Philat awochunim yemikat elu adarrege. Adarrage. He has made them fiery. His arrows are fiery. Kutel Asara Arat, verse 14. Ineho Ba'ometa Te Cheneke Budatina Tsenese Khatiatinima Wellede. Behold. Ineho. Ineho. See, look, here it is. Ineho. Ba'ometa Te Cheneke. Ba'ometa Te Cheneke. The Ametza, in lawlessness, in rebellion, the Ametza, Techeneke. It says, Techeneke, he's anxious, anxietous, in rebellion, anxious, anxietous, almost like stress, Techeneke, right, in the tight, constricted, he's constricted in this rebellion and lawlessness. KJV brings out, he travaileth with iniquity. Gudatin al tsenese, gudatin, and hath conceived mischief or hurt, gudatin tsenese, 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 to conceive, conceiving, gudat, hurt, mischief, chatiatin, wellede, and giving birth, wellede, giving birth, bringing forth, chatiat, to uckery, to sin, to lacking, sin, uckery, chat yatinim wellede, kutel asra amis, verse 15. Gudatin amase, wefferem, baderregoim gudat, gudguad, slika, gudguadin amase, wefferem, baderregoim gudguad, ye wedgal. He made a pit. Gudat. Good guardin, there we go. Good guardin, masse quetherem, baderregoim, good guarda, ye wedgal. Good guardin, masse, he made a pit and digged it. Quetherem, good guardin, masse, quetherem, baderregoim, good guard. The ditch, the pit, which he made by the regowim good guard, the pit, the ditch which he made, he went, he has fallen, failed and fallen into the pit or ditch which he made. Good guardin masa kwafarem by the regowim good guard, you went kutar asra sidist. Verse 16. Guratu barasu yimelesal amit awima beana to lie to wardalech. His mischief, his heart, the hurt and the wrongdoing, the mischief, gudatu, berasu, his head upon his own head, yimelesal, shall return upon his own ras, his own head. Gudatu, berasu, yimelesal, his mischief shall return upon his own head, amitz awim, be'anatu lai, tewardalech, and his violent, his rebellious and lawless dealings, ametza, ametzaum, ba'anatu lai, his upon his own pate. And the pate here is Anatu. The Anatu is like the top of his head. The Anatu lie. So his rebelliousness, his lawlessness, his violent dealing, Banatu lie to Wardalech. She shall come down. Kuta Asara Sabat, verse 17. I will praise the good, the generous, our Father, according to his righteousness, according to the measure of his righteousness, to the Most High, to the name of Exiavi here, the Sustainer, Most High, Lel Ul Exiavi Harim Sim, Izemralo, and sing and chant Isis, Izemralo, to the name of Exiavi here, Lel Ul Exiavi here, Lel Ul Exiavi Harim Sim, Izemralo, 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 Izemralo.
Teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach higher than I am a teacher. Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach higher than I am a teacher.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur Sabbath. ስለ ብንያማዊ ሰው ስለ ኩዝ ቃል ለእግዚአብሔር የዘመረው የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ አምላኬ በአንተ ታመን ከመያሳድዱኝ ሁሉ አድነኝና አውጣኝ። ነፍሴን እንዳንበሳ ነጥቀው እንዳይሰብሯት የሚያድንና የሚታደግ ሳይኖር አቤቱ አምላኬ እንዲህስ ካደረኩ አመጣም በጄ ቢኖር ክፉ ላደረጉብኝም ክፉን መልሼላቸው ብሆን ጠላቴንም በከንቱ ገፍቸው ብሆን ጠላት ነፍሴን ያሳዳ ያግኛትም ሕይወቴንም በምድር ላይ ይርገጣ ክብሬንም በትቢያ ላይ ያዋርዳ አቤቱ በመዓትህ ተነስ በጠላቶቼ ላይ በቁጣ ተነስባቸው አቤቱ አምላኬ ባዘዝኸው ትእዛዝ ንቃ የአሕዛብም ጉባኤ ይከብሃል በእነርሱም ላይ ወደ ከፍታ ተመለስ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ይፈርዳል አቤቱ እንደ ጽድቄ ፍረድልኝ እንደ የዋህነቴም ይሁንልኝ የኃጥአን ክፋት ይጥፋ ጻድቁን ግን አቅና እግዚአብሔር ልቡንና ኩላሊትን ይመረምራል እግዚአብሔር የጽድቅ ጋሻዬ ነው ልበቅኖችን የሚያድናቸው እግዚአብሔር የእውነት ዳኛ ነው ኃይለኛም ታጋሽም ነው ሁሉ ጊዜ የማይቆጣ ባትመለሱ ግን ሰይፉን ይስላል ቀስቱን ገተረ አዘጋጀው የሞት መሳሪያንም አዘጋጀበት ፍላጻዎቹንም የሚቃጠሉ አደረገ እነሆ ባመጣ ተጨነቀ ጉዳትን ጸነሰ ኃጢያትንም ወለደ ጉድጓድንም ማሰ ቆፈረ ባደረገውም ጉድጓድ ይወድቃል ጉዳቱ በራሱ ይመለሳል አመጣውም በአናቱ ላይ ተወርዳለች እግዚአብሔርን እንደ ጽድቁ መጠን አመሰግናለሁ ለልዑል እግዚአብሔርም ስም እዘምራለሁ።
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
I was in a way, my dear. It cannot happen. Them all go there, and that's why I trick the people. That's why I put out the fire. Too much guys got bow. about material instead of really deal with what's going on. And I wonder if them don't know what I'm doing, you know? Whoever deal with Rasta, whether you're Chinese, Indian, white man, black man, because you may have a lot of black man who is not Rasta, a lot of white people who is not Rasta, a lot of Indian who is not Rasta, you know, a lot of Chinese too. But out of them, you're going to find some that is real, and that's going to be the thing. That every house where His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if Him have the 12 tribe and Him have the Naya Bingi, Him have the Ethiopian after that, and Him have the RMA and Him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Psalm 7.
מזמור זין, שיגיון לדוד, אשר שר לאדוני על דברי חוש בן ימיני. אדוני אלוהי, 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 אלוהי.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it, yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief. Brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. We'll be right back. whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blabbering, to this blabbering, to this blabbering, to this
calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering. For with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering.
Needs more Zion. Hear today's song. Needs more Zion. Psalm 7. Psalm VII. Shigayon, Shigayon, impulsive speech. Mizmor Zayin, hear today's psalm, Mizmor Zayin. Psalm 7, Psalm VII. Shigayon, Shigayon, impulsive speech. Shigayon, impulsive speech. Lid Dawid of David, Asher Shar, which he sang, La Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be, Al Divrei Kush, concerning the matter of Kush, Ben Yamin, the Benjamite, Shigayon, the Dawi, Asher Shar, La Yahuwah, Al Divrei Kush, Ben Yamin, Shigayon, impulsive speech of David, that he sang to he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, concerning the matter of Kush, Ben Yamin, the Benjamin. Here, Hebraically, the first verse. Here, in the KJV, the King James Version, using superscription. Superscription right here. Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph, the first verse. Here, Mizmor Zayin. Mizmor Zayin. Mizmor Zayin. Psalm 7. And here, Midrash note on Ben Yamini, Ben Yamini, Benjamite. David uses Kush, Ben Yamini, Kush the Benjamite, as a circumlocution for King Saul, because of the danger in cursing the name of the king or the king by name. So here, David, according to Midrash notes, he uses Kush, Ben Yamini, Kush the Benjamite, or Kush the Benjamite, as a circumlocution for King Saul, for Shaul HaMelech, because of the danger in cursing the king by name.
and hear a circumlocution. Circumlocution is defined as the use of many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague and evasive. What does circumlocution mean? The use of an unnecessarily large number of words to express an idea. Had no patience with diplomatic circumlocution. Evasion in speech. Circumlocutions concerning what constitutes torture, for example. So a circumlocution is basically defined, according to the Oxfordian definitions of the English, as the use of many words where few would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague or evasive. Paraphrasing, as it were. So, Dawi refers to Kush Benyamini as a circumlocution for Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, because of the danger in cursing and cussing the king, HaMelech, by name, Hashem. So the verse here, Shigayon, impulsive speech, Shigayon, Lidawid Asher Shala Yahuwah Ala Divrei Kusha Benyamini, of David, that he sang to he who be, he be to Jehovah, concerning the matter of Kush, of Kush, Benyamini, Kush the Benjamite. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in the preacher called Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thoughts. Gam bi madaika melek alatik alel. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. Gam, also, gam, bi madaika, in thy thought, melek, the king, altik alel, curse not. That is, curse not the melek, the king who lives in thine own time. Cuss not the king that lives in thine own eye or thine own time. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, the verse goes on to say. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. Uwa vi chadreya. Misha kavka alatik alela ashir, and curse not the rich in thy bed chamber. Uwa be chadreya misha kavka alatik alela. That is to say, not even to thyself curse. Cuss the rich man who lives in thine own time, in thy own Iowa. For a bird of the ear shall carry the voice. The verse goes on to read, for a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, shall carry the vocal. Okay, and this is key off. Key of Hashemayim, Yolik Eta Hakol, Yolik Eta Hakol. Eta Hakol, let's see. Craving, And here, Midrash notes on by the raven, what Rav Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah said, whatever thou sayest of the king of the Melech or the Asher will be carried to them by the raven. The Midrash notes say that the ancients, the Kadmonim, right, they regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. The ancients regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. Or Midrash or Mizmor Zain, Psalm 7 goes on to say, or revealed to them by divination from the flight of birds. And that which hath wings shall tell the matter. The verse here in Kohelet, and the preacher Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 20 goes on to say, and that hath wings shall tell the matter. Uva Allah kanafim yagid davar, and that which hath wings, and that which owns wings, that has wings, the owner of the wings, shall tell the matter. Yagi, to tell, davar, yagi the davar, shall tell the matter. Indeed, for such cusses, even walls have ears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Hila One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, asked Dawid, asked David, asked David, in saying, according to the words of Mizmor Vav, the sixth psalm, 11th verse, let all thine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Yevoshu v'yevahilu amod koloi vai, all mine enemies, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Yeboshu v'yebahilu amod kol oibai, all mine enemies shall be ashamed. Yeboshu and sore affrighted and vexed. V'yebahilu amod kol oibai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David in saying, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Why dost thou cuss? Why does I curse? Why dost thou curse mine anointed, mine Moshiach? Dost thou not call Shaul enemy? Oibai, oyev, as is said, according to the words of Psalm 18, first verse, Hebraically superscription in the KJV, David spoke the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul, from the hand of Shaul.
Lam natseyacha le'avadiyahuwa le'tawid asher diter layahuwa eta divreya hashira hazota biyom hitziliyahuwa oto mikafa koloi bayo umiyad shaul. David spoke the words of this song in the day that Yahweh, that he who be, we be, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. Lanatseyach le'eved Yahweh le'dawid asher diber la'yahuwah eta divrei hashira hazot biyom hitzil Yahweh oto mikaf kol oibayo u miyad shaul. David, David replied, Ribon shel ha'olami, master of the universe, universal master, do not fetch up against me words spoken impulsively, as though they had been spoken deliberately. And here you hear Midrash note on, as though they had been spoken deliberately. Here, do not fetch up, spoken deliberately, such as the P.E., the Prince Edition. Some say the E.T., the edited text is corrupt. A variant reading is the words spoken in malice, that thou, the I, bringest up against me, were, really, spoken in misunderstanding. As scripture says, according to Psalm 19, verse 13, who can understand his impulsive words? Shigiot, who can understand his impulsive words? Shigiot, mi yavin, who can discern errors? Shigiot, mi yavin, who can discern, or hear, who can understand? Mi yavin, to understand, in the sand, overstand. Mi yavin, who can understand his impulsive words? Shigiot, who can discern errors? Shigiot, mi yavin.
Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zain Shigayon le David Asher Shar Ladonai Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini.
Of Shigayon. Impulsive speech, Shigayon le David. Impulsive speech of David, according to today's daily psalm, Hebraically, verse 1. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, David, let slip three imprecations against Shaul, against Saul, and each one of the three afflicted Saul. David said in 1 Samuel 26 and 10, Chayau, as Jehovah liveth, nay, but Yahuwah shall smite him, And so it befell Shaul, and so it befell Saul. Dawid said, or his day shall come to die. And so it befell Shaul, it befell Saul. David said, or he shall go down into Baca, into battle, and be swept away. And so it befell Shaul, and so it befell Saul. For it is written in 1 Samuel 31:6, so Shaul, Saul died, and his three sons. Why did David swear? Hayahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, as Jehovah liveth, Hayahuwah. Why did David swear, as Jehovah liveth, Hayahuwah? According to Rav Eliezer, David took the name of Yahweh, Jehovah, to help him resist his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, his Yetzer Hara, declaring, Yahweh, as Jehovah liveth, I shall not do this thing. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, David took the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to restrain Abishai, the son of Zariah, declaring, Hayahuwah, as Jehovah liveth, if thou strikest and sheddest the blood of this righteous man, I shall mingle thy blood with his blood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, said to Dawid, to David, to David, Shaul, Saul, had one concubine, according to 2 Samuel 3:7, only one, as if to say, even after Shaul, after Saul was made Melech, was made king, Nagu, he continued to be a humble man. But scripture says of thee, according to 2 Samuel 5:13, David took more concubines out of Yerushalayim, out of Jerusalem. And thou, the eye, likenest thyself to Saul? Saul sacrifices possessions for the sake of Yisrael's milchama, war, as it is said in 1 Samuel 11:7, he took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout Yisrael. And thou likenest thyself to Shaul, to Saul? Of Saul it is said in 2 Samuel 1:23, swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. Rav Lewi said, these words mean that Saul ran 60 miles in one day. According to Rav Simon, he ran 120 miles. And according to the Rebbeinot, the rabbis, he ran 180 miles. When? When the ark was taken by the Philistines. As scripture relates in 1 Samuel 4:12. There ran a man of Benjamin, of Benjamin, out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent, and with earth upon Rosho, his head, his ras. The man of Benjamin, being Shaul, being Saul. And thou likenest thyself to Shaul, to Saul? A man who goes to a house where a feast is going on, does not take his sons with him because he is afraid of the evil eye. Yet, though Saul knew that the measure of divine justice was about to strike him, when he went to war, he took his sons with him. But thy men said to thee, to the eye, in 2 Samuel 21 and 17, thou shalt go no more out with us to war, that thou quench not the light of Israel, the light of Israel. And thou likenest thyself to Shaul, to Saul. Saul observed the Levitical precautions of purity, even when he ate common food, as is implied by the verse in 1 Samuel 9:24. And the cook took up the sign, and that which was a punnet, and set it before Saul. And the cook, and the cook, and the cook, Vayarem ha'ad avach et ha'shoka v'he'aleha Vayasem lifnei ha'shaul. And the cook took up the sign, and that which was upon it, Vayarem ha'ad avach et ha'shoka v'he'aleha Wihe Aleha, that which was upon it, the Aleha, Aleha, and set it before Saul. Vayasem lifnei Shaul, according to 1 Samuel 9:24, the word Aleha, 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 Wihe Aleha, the word Aleha, according to Rav Yohanan, has the same meaning as aleph in the phrase the thigh together with the fat tail, the aleph. But according to Rav Eliezer, aleph means, quote, that which was upon it, with her alepha, that which was upon her, that which was upon it. Thus, this verse proves that even when Shaul, when Saul ate common food, he observed the Levitical precautions of purity. And thou, the eye, likenest thyself to Shaul. Another comment on Shigayon Ledawi, Shigayon of David. This phrase is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what scripture says elsewhere, according to Job 12:16. With him is strength and wisdom, Tushia, the deceived and the deceiver, Shogeg u'mashke, are his. Here, strength refers to Torah, Shah's direction, instruction, HaTorah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahuwah, Jehovah, will give strength to Amo, his people, and wisdom to Shia, also refers to Torah. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said that HaTorah, the Torah, is called Tushia, the weakener, because its study depletes the strength of the body, the strength of the body and of the eye. What does the phrase Shogegu Mashke mean? According to Rav Simeon ben Lakish, it means, quote, prophets and their prophecies, Shogegu Mashke. According to Rav Yohanan, it means, quote, the madman, the madman, and the madness,
end quote. According to the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, it means that if a man occupies himself with HaTorah, the Torah will occupy him, as it is said in Job, 19:4. Be it indeed that I am occupied, Shagiti, that wherewith I am occupied will stay with me, with I. And as it is also said in Proverbs 5:19, because of thy love of her, because of thy love of her, thou art always occupied, Tishkeh. Moreover, HaTorah, God's direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty stays with such a man, not only during his lifetime, it will be with him even in the hour, the iwa of his death. Said David, for that hour I pray, Shigayon le David, Shigayon of David, accordingly means, quote, the occupation of David, end quote. What do the words concerning the matter of Cush, the Benjamite, Al Divrei Cush Ben Yamini, mean? According to Rav Chinena Bar Papa, David said, according to Genesis 39:7, he said, as the wife of Yosef's master accosted Joseph, saying, lie with me, in Genesis 39:7, and then complained, the Hebrew servant whom thou hast brought to us, to I and I, came in to me to mock me, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 17. So, Shaul, Saul, complained in 1 Samuel 22 and 8, Bini, my son, have stirred up my servant against me, against I, to lie in wait. And David went on, quote, even as the Cushite woman, the wife of Joseph's master, used lies against him, so Shaul, Saul, the Benjamite, used lies against me, against I. Rav Acha replied, quote, but it is not true that when a man requests Elohim to rebuff the insult offered to him, he will not be punished for such a request. Why then should David have spoken of his request as shigayon, impulsive speech? Rav Chanina answered, because David rejoiced in song at the fall of Shaul, Saul, as is said, he sang la Yahuwah to Jehovah, Asher Shar la Yahuwah, concerning the matter of Cush the Benjamite, all of Divrei Cush Ben Yamini, though it is written in Proverbs 24:17, rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to David, if Saul's fate had been thy fate, or if thy fate had been his fate, how many Davids would I have caused to perish for his sake? Yahweh Elohai Bika Chasiti Hosha'ini Mikol Rodfai Wichatleini.
Oh Jehovah, my Elohim, yo Elohai, in the eye, Bika, Bika, do I take refuge, Bika, Chasiti. Today's daily psalm, Hebraically Psalm 7, verse 2. Rav Yaakov, Jacob, said, since the numerical value of the letters in the word Bika, in the I, male, Bika, equals 22, the word refers to thy Torah, Torateka, that is written with 22 letters of the Aleph Beit, of the Ivrit Aleph Beit, the Hebrew alphabet. Hosha'ayni Mikol Rodfai with Chatzlein Pen Yitrof K'aryeh Nashi Boreka Ve'ein Matzil Save I Lest they tear my soul like a lion. Pen yitrofa k'arye nafshi porek. Rending it in pieces, porek. While there is none, no one to deliver. Wein matzil. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 7, 2b, 2, verse 3. David said, like the lion who crouches over his prey and tears it to pieces, so Doeg and Ahitophel, so Doeg and Ahitophel crouch over me, over I, to tear I the pieces. And Wayne Matzil, and there is none to deliver. In all the host of Saul, not even one man, not even one man, not even one man pleaded for my deliverance, for my deliverance. Yahweh Elohai. Im asiti zot, im yesh avela be kapo, im gamalti sholmi ra'a, wa halsas oria rekam. Yeradofo oyeva nafshia we yasek. Oh, Jehovah my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai. If I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have requited him that did evil to me, that did evil to I, im gamaltia sholmi ra'a, if without cause I oppress, I downpress him that was mine enemy, make the enemy pursue my soul, my psyche, and overtake her. Wa echalsas oria rekama yiradofo yeva nafshi we yasek. In scripture, such phrases as, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, im asiti zota, im yesh avela bekapo, regularly introduce an oath, as in the verse from Job 31, verses 38 to 40, quote, if my land crieth out against me, against I, and the furrows thereof weep together, together, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles make thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockles instead of balls. And if I have requited him that did evil to me. The word him refers to an Israelite. And if without cause I downpressed him that was mine enemy, the word enemy refers to any of the nations, the Goyim, the hostile Gentiles of the earth. In another comment, the verse is read, if without cause I stripped him that was mine enemy, wa'echalsa tzori reikam. These words refer to the incident when, according to 1 Samuel 24 and 5, David arose and privily cut off the skirt of Saul's robe. Immediately, David's heart smote him because he had cut off Shaul's skirt. According to 1 Samuel 24 and 5 and verse 6. According to Rav Yehuda, Judah, David said contritely, quote, so modest is Saul. Is there much difference to him between having his skirt cut off or Rosho, his head cut off? End quote. According to Rav Nehemiah, David said contritely, quote, in cutting off Saul's skirt, I prevented Saul for a time from wearing knotted fringes. Unaware that the skirt of his robe had been cut off, Saul looked for it and, not finding it, asked Abner, quote, where is the skirt of my robe? And Abner replied, it was torn off by a thorn bush. It is said that upon hearing Abner say this, David cried, shouted out after Saul, Abi, see the skirt of thy robe in Yadi, in my hands. From this we learn that honoring one's chotein, father-in-law, is as much a duty as honoring one's father. Rav Nehemiah taught that David spoke the words Abi Re to Shaul and the words Yay See to Abner. But the Rebbeinot, the rabbis taught that he said Abi Re See to Abner, who was mighty as a lion, as an Aryeh in understanding of Torah, and that he said yay see to Shaul. When David took away the spear and the cruse of water from near Shaul's Rosh, from near Saul's head, in the barricade where Shaul lay, David cried to Abner, answerest thou not, Abner? As if to say, quote, art thou not he who declared the skirt of Saul's robe was torn away by a thorn bush? The spear and the cruse, have they also been torn away by a thorn bush? Of this it is written, 2 Samuel 3, verses 24 to 26, Joab came and said to David, why hast thou sent him away? Thou knowest Abner came to deceive thee. At once, Joab sent messengers, and they brought Abner back on account of Bor Sirah. It was Bor Sirah, Abner's deception of Shaul, with the story of the pit, the boar, and the thorn bush, Sirah, that brought it about that Abner was smitten by Joab. If without cause I oppressed, downpressed, and smote him that was mine enemy. These words of Arim are to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. What Scripture says in 2 Samuel 8 and 2. David, smote the Moabites, making them lie flat on the ground. He measured them with a line. He measured two lines to be put to death and one full line to keep alive. For said Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, the Moabites murdered David's father and mother and forced Chirut, Ruth. But according to Rav Yehuda, Judah, the Moabites murdered David's father, mother, and also his brothers, and forced Ruth. And let make the enemy pursue Ye Radof Oyev, and lay my glory in the dust forever, for Ivor. Ukavodi le afar, ukavodi le afar yashkin, ukavodi le afar yashkin, and lay my glory in the afar. Glory, kavodi, stands for David's dynasty, stands for the Davidic dynasty.
That we noticed was that with the kaf, we have the kaf, the wow, and the wow, and the wow. And just building on where we were with the superscription for Psalm, Mizmor Zain, and the kush, then Yemini. We had linked it with the kosh. We have the kosh, the H6983, the Kosh, and how that's linked with the Keshet, or the bow, the Kosh, to bend. And interestingly enough, the word appears in Isaiah 29 and 21, where it says, that make a man, those that, you know, ones that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare. And thus we have the Kosh with the Kof instead of the Kaf. And so the Kosh, we have the Kosh, those who lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. And that's the only place that we have in the Hebrew Scriptures. We have the Kosh in that sense. And I find it to be interesting. Now, another thing that we notice was that with the Kaf, we have the Kaf, the Wow, and the Sheen. And put together, we have the Kush within the Kativ, what's written. Now, the Kaveh, no doubt, was different. And here's where we get to the truth of it and the link with the Kosh, the Kof for the Kaf. So in other words, Kush, and we have Kosh to bend, and that link with bending the bow. Then we also have the name Kish in English, K-I-S-H. To some link that in the Kare, we say Kish. Kish ben Yemini, Kish. And this now links us with the Kish, Hebraically speaking, and also Kishi. Kishi was an Israelite. We have the H7029, in the Strong's Hebrew Concordance, and this is Kishi. Kishi means to be bold, right? Kishi, bold, and Kishi is also the name of an Israelite, and that links to the word to bend, to be bowed or bold, Kosh, Kishi. And then we have five Israelites. In the KJV, it would read as Kish, K-I-S-H, Kish. We also have the river Kishon, the winding river Kishon. That also links to the Kosh, to bend. And then we have Kish, five Israelites, the name of five Israelites, Kish. Now, Kish could sound like Kish and could also be said as Kush, Kish, Kush, Kish, Kish. So five Israelites are named Ish as well. So that link right there, also with the reasoning and the study in the superscription, who is Kush according to the English? And I emphasize, according to the KJV, in the superscription of Mizmor Zain, the appeal to the heavenly church, the seventh psalm in the Sefer Tehillim, we have the superscription of Shigayon, an aberration, this rambic poem of Shigayon Lidawid of David. Asher Shar La Yehovah, that he sang, Asher Shar, that which he sang, the Shira, which he shar, he sang, Asher Shar La Yehovah, Al Divrei Kush, Ben Yemini, concerning the words. And so I thought this was an interesting link concerning the words. And what we have in Isaiah 29 and 21, let's bring this up right here. Isaiah 29 and 21. Now, this area, 29 and 21 of Esaias, right, in Isaiah 29 and 21, this particular section here, the order fetu tesla, the future hope, the future expectation, and as part of the word here, the word that we have here, woyo le David katama le honetshu le Yerusalem, a woe to the city of David, to that which is Jerusalem. Woe to Jerusalem, Yerusalem. And as we go through this chapter 29, in the Tinbite Isaias, the prophecy of Isaiah, we come down to this section here. Let's bring it out in the English. In the English, we have verse 21 is the main verse that reads, that make a man. It says, for the terrible ones, verse 20, for the terrible one is brought to naught, to nothing. And the scorner, interesting, from Psalm 1. We have Psalm 7 right here, superscription we're studying. So we have Psalm 1. Right? Blessed is the man, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the uckers, the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scorner, in the seat of the scorner. So here in Isaias Ne'erav Hayazet, chapter 29, we have Kuta Haya, verse 20 here. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, bunt up, consumed, and all that watch, This is interesting. And all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Chekanyuso aluko alena. Fezenyawema tefto alena. Le hatiatim ye defetu hulu yikoret aluna. Now here, bring us to Haya Ant, verse 21. And a link with the superscription in today's daily psalm, Psalm 7, here at verse 21, it says, In the Zihim, Sowin, Be Negar Bedalenya Yemiyadargu, Be Berimma Yemiya Geses O, Ashkla Yemiyanoru, Fakunema Bekentu Negar Yemiyasitu Nacha. The Turgun, translation that make a man an offender. So speaking about the terrible one being brought to naught, to nothing, and the scorner being consumed, and all, get this, all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Some just look for wrong things. They just look for something to go wrong, something to go bad. They expect it. It's actually their religion. It's their faith. They look for bad and for bad things. They watch for, as it says right here in Isaiah chapter 29, at verse 20, Chekanyu so alkoalina. The cruel, the terrible man is alkoalina. It is consumed. It comes to an end. It's finished. There's no more. Right? You know, it's like there's some liquid in a container and it runs out. Fezenyawim, and the scorner, Fezenyawim, after a while, a loss. See the word for destroyed? The word that we have for destroyed or consumed, the scorner is consumed in the royal mark. Here we have tefto alina. Same word for tefat, for destruction, can also be for loss. We say the lost sheep, my people perish, my people are destroyed. Also, my people are lost. So the idea here with the word tefa, here in the sense of tefto, has perished, he has perished, is destroyed, is lost. Fezenyawim tefto alina, is consumed, is lost. Lechat yatim, and for sin and for uckery. Some people just look for, they say, oh, you know, some people may look good on the outside, and you might think everything is good with them, but somewhere deep down and dark in some corner, there's some sin that's lurking out, and if you look hard enough, you'll find it. That's the type right there. Lechat yatim, if you're that type, to repent of that. Let that go. See, the word here in Isaiah 29 and 20 says, Lechat yatim. For sin, for uckery, for something lack, for something wrong, in other words, for some sin, uckery. Lechat yatim, or for lack. Here we have from the ata root, the chata, ata, to lack, to miss. Lechat yatim, ye defetu hulu, ye defetu. Defetu, it's like they're in ambush in the night. They're in ambush. They're lurking, just looking. Like they're just watching, just waiting for something to go wrong. They're waiting for some sin. They're waiting for some wrongdoing. They suspect. They know it's there. It got to be there. Lechat yatim yadefet uhulu. All those who are in ambush for sin. Interesting, the royal Amharic that we have in HSV right here in the prophet Isaiah. Lechat yatim yadefet uhulu. Yikoret aluna. Are cut off. They've been cut off. They've been cut off. Now this now brings us squarely here to verse 21 and the link with the superscription of Mizmor 7, where it reads Al Divrei Kush Ben Yemini. Al Divrei Kush. Al Divrei Kush. Upon the words of Divrei, the Divrei of Kush. Now one way we can read this is the Divrei Yakosh. Al Divrei Yakosh. The ensnarer, the one who has ensnared the Benjamites. And here, no doubt, is pointing to Shaul. This is why the Talmud of Timheret, in the teaching, we have Cush. This Cush here in the Kativ, in what's written in Mizmor, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Masoretic text, as Cush, this, quote, Cush refers to Shaul. Or the Al-Divrei Yakosh, the Kosh. That's the link with H6983 and Kosh. And we ask the question, well, who is this Kush, the Benjamite? And this is this kind of cryptic, you know, it's been studied by many ones. Many ones have posited or proposed why or who this can be. And here's I and I bringing forward that the link right here is with the Kosh or the Yakosh, and the link with the bender of the bow and the ensnarer, the fowler, that laying traps and schemes. Because this is what they were doing. This brings out the historical and the scriptural context of the fratricide between Shaul, the Benjamite, and David, the Judahite, almost like we say this Yardi Yankee thing. See, I point to that because we have a real point of reference here. Right? So we have Kish. Kish, as we mentioned, five Israelites are named Kish. Right? And we also have a Kishi, an Israelite who's named Kishi. Right? So the Kish, Kush, Kosh, Kish, Kush, Kosh. But then when we now refer elsewhere in the scriptures, we come to Yeshaya, the other place where the 869-83 Kosh, to bend or to trap, to lay a trap, is found, is right here. And this whole idea of trap, of traps, one who, concerning the one of the, concerning the words of the one who lays a trap for the Benjamite who's laying the trap. And this is it right here. In Isaiah chapter 29:21, or the Targum, the interpreter, the KJV Targum is this, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth. In the gate, and turn aside the just or the righteous for a thing. They turn aside what's righteous for a thing that's worthless, in other words. But that lay a snare for him. So Isaiah 29:21, in the sense of the, quote, Cush, the Benjamite, quote, unquote, really Yakosh, concerning the words of the fowler, the trap layer, the snare layer. Now, when we look at Yakosh, it's very interesting. We have eight verses for Yakosh. Hopefully the Chavarim can, you know, even help to share this with others, you know, to make it more digestible. But just touching on this is very interesting, because then it brings the spirit of it. Now, with the link of the words, it's like, it makes sense. It's in the true spirituality, the true religion and spirituality of the Hebrews. It's in the spirit and in truth, in that objective reality. Because the Yakosh verses, see, it's interesting. We have the Kosh, link with the Kosh and the Kish, link with the Kosh and the Yakosh, right, and Snera, even the Kishon, the river, there's a link right there. We also have Kishi. Now, in the English, KJV, and here's what we're going to seek to do, even a study, maybe follow up the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Take note of K-I-S-H. We have K-I-S-H, and then we have K-I-S-H-I. Now, what's interesting, now notice in the English it's as K, but in the Hebrew, we have this as Kish. Kish, with a special K, the Q sound, Kish, and the click, right, Afro-Shemitically speaking, the Kish. We have Kish and Kishi. Kish and Kishi, these are five, well, actually, that makes six Israelites, right, with that particular name. Is there maybe a Benjamini connection, a Benjamite connection? There's one way of looking at it is son of the right hand, the Benjamite, or we can look at it as the Fowler, who was the son of Yemini can be interpreted in that sense as the right hand. So it could be a Benjamite or one who was a son of one whose name was Yemini. It was a Yemenite. Could he have been a Yemenite that was also down with Shaul in the campaign against David, against David? Now remember, both of them were messiahs. I like to emphasize this. Both of them were anointed. Saul, Shaul, the reigning king. David, the up-and-coming one. Right, so the one who was already set up seeking to stop the one who was the up-and-coming one, the Dawid, in the context of it. Now, for the H3369, which is the one referred to as like the root or is related to the Kosh, we have Yakosh. And this is what's been pointed out here in Isaiah 29:21, that make a man an offender for a word and lay a snare for him. That make a man an offender. Machitiyeh Adam, bid davar, by a word. See, here it says, for a word, KJV says, for a word. Even the Bamarinya brings up more of the Hebrew sense of bid davar. So we have mechatiyeh Adam, that makes a man an offender, bid davar, in or by way of a word. Remember the superscription? Al divrei, based on the words, upon the words of Kush, va divrei Kush, va divrei Dibre Yakosh, Yakosh, Kush, makes a man offender by a word. Machet ye adam didavar. We la mokiyah. Ba sha'ar. Yikoshun. Ba sha'ar. Ba sha'ar yikoshun. Al Dibre Yakosh, Al Dibre Kush Yakosh. Wayatu ba tohu sadik. Wayatu ba tohu sadik. And turn aside the just, the sadik. Turn aside the just for tohu. Tohu wa bohu. Again, it was void, empty and void, vanity, nothingness. Now the Yakosh connection is particularly interesting. Yakosh, and there's eight verses. If you put in the search the H3369, which is Yakosh, linked with the Kosh. So the Yakosh, the sneer, right? Both these are verbs, but they can also have a noun sense, as we have in these eight verses. The first one is Deuteronomy 7:25. The graven image of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it to thee. Now here's where it says, lest thou be sneered. So sense of being sneered. Lest thou be sneered. So that Yakosh sense, lest thou be sneered therein. For it is an abomination to Yahweh Eloheka. So we have the sense of the ensnaring, right? That ensnaring, right? Pen te wakesh. Pen tivakesh, tivakeshvau. And we should be ensnared. That's Deuteronomy 7:25. Just following along with this basic, we say the word sound. Now we have that in Deuteronomy and two verses in Psalms 124:7. The 124:7, our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. So here we have our soul is escaped. Right? Our soul, Psalm 124:7. Nafshenu, k'tzipor. Our soul, all I and I soul is as a tzipor, as a bird. We have that bird of the soul, the tzipor, like tzipora, and also the link with the Ethiopian Medianite connection, the Sipora, Moshe's wife. But here, just pointing to the bird, the Sipor, our soul, right? Our soul, like a bird. Nafshenu ke Sipor. Nimlita. Mi pach. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare. Mi pach. Right? Nimlita mipach yokshim. The yokshim. The yakash yokshim. Yokshim. The fowlers. Hapach. The snare. Hapach. Nishabar. Hapach nishabar. Hapach. The snare. Hapach. Hapach nishabar. Hapach nishabar. The snare is broken. Wa anachnu, and we, and I, anachnu, wa anachnu, nimlatnu, wa anachnu, nimlatnu, and we ourselves are escaped. And we have Psalm 141:9, where it says, keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. So once again, we can see the context. The context here, right? Proverbs 6:2 says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. So we have the sense of thou art ensnared, right? So we have this right here in Proverbs 6:2. And notice the connection with the davar and the sense of words, even with the superscription. Words, Ecclesiastes, we have Ecclesiastes 9:12. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared. There's the word, snared. In an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Rabbi Isaiah 8:15, and many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared. Snared. Many were caught up in that conspiracy against the world, beloved, against even Dawi, even against I and I and we, right? And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. That's Isaiah 8 and 15. Then we have Isaiah, Esaias 28 and 13. But the word of Jehovah, he who be his divine man, see, go to my, we can have a see, was to them precept upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little, that they might go, and fall backward and be broken and be snared. There's the word, be snared and be taken. And we have the final of the Yakosh root word links here in the scripts with Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50:24. I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, I have laid a snare. A snare has been laid for Babylon. I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon. And thou wast not aware, thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven. Thou hast striven against Yahuwah, Jehovah. Thou hast striven against Yahuwah. Against Jehovah. So here's the final of the eight, looking at not so much as a name, but as a noun. And notice that I think the majority of the quotes were connected with the word, right? Just as a superscription of today's daily psalm says, Al Divrei Kush Ben Yemini, or that's the Katib, here's Ayinai Kere, Al Divrei Yakosh Ben Yemini, Al Divrei Yakosh Ben Yemini. Concerning the words of the ensnarer, Benyamini, the Benjamite ensnarer, i.e. Shaul, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Zain, the seventh psalm. Yes, sir. Just a little more sheer. Make sure we look up the words, the Kish, K-I-S-H, and Kishi, 5 to 6 Israelites. I think one is named Kishi, the others are named Kish, 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 Kish. Quiche, 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 quiche.